Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Everybody, good morning. You are chatting here with Cindy at Open Talk 2. My credit intros goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and California Love, Tupac. Again, I want to say good morning, and I want to say thank you to my supporters as my platform builds and as it grows, because remember, this show is all about motivating, inspiring, and networking each other. And it's always encouraging to me to know when I touch someone, when I give you the information to achieve your personal definition, it encouraged me to know that you actually took my information and you built on it and you applied it to something. So all the emails I've been getting from different women who actually used some of my ideas on starting their businesses and they applied it, I'm very happy about that. So, again, with different women, with different styles of information, you know, it helps me know that we can be successful. We are successful women. So with different styles of infallible women calling in on the show, giving their information on how their businesses were successful and what they continuously do to keep their business to grow, I like that. Again, remember, that's what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation that we can be. And also, guys, I want you to remember, life is like a puzzle. Figure it out. Go for your dreams because this is your reality. And if you want to call in the show and kind of weigh in on the conversation today, please feel free to call at 347-215-6288. And also, guys, no one called last week for the trivia question, so I will say it again today, and I would love for you to call and answer the question. And if you can't due to work issues that you're working, you can't call in, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And Miss Cynthia Edwards with www.myparklang.com /C. Edwards will be donating a $50 gift card to the person who answered the question. So the question is, who was my third guest on the show and what type of business does this person have? Again, the number is 347-215-6288 or email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Today on the show, we'll be discussing current events, business ideas, and information on if you want to start a event planning business or event planning business for kids, because it's a meaningful business and it's needed. Remember, like I said, always think about a business that think outside the box. Think about something, a service that you can provide that other people will not do or don't have the time to do it. So an event planner is a good business to endeavor in. So, but before I do get that information out to you, I do have a guest today, and she is a successful businesswoman, has developed and designed a product that with your skin, it kind of helps you get your skin formulated. She developed a serum that gives your body a total hydration. And she says all of her customers have saw some improvement in their skin. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Gracie to the Blog Talk studio. Hi, Gracie. Thank you for calling in this morning to Blog Talk Radio.
It's good to be here.
Okay, Gracie, give us the listeners a little information about your product and what is Divine Serum?
Sure, just a little background information about the product and the company itself. Gracie Gammy is a family-owned business since about 2005, and we specialize in natural skincare products, and our feature product is the Divine Serum. Divine Serum is basically a natural skin conditioner and moisturizer, and what it actually does is it helps to relieve the symptoms of certain dry skin conditions such as eczema. Also, it helps to relieve dry and cracked skin on your feet and hands. I mean, it actually prolongs your pedicure, ladies. I went about 3 months just to see how long I could go, and I still didn't need a pedicure, putting the serum on my feet every day.
Wow. Okay.
It's also an anti-itch. If your skin is itchy, you know, you have rashes and patches, dry skin patches, you can put the serum on, and it relieves the itch. It also helps aid with sunburn, wound repair. You know, my middle son, he's a youngster, and he often comes in with some type of cut.
Okay,
so we put the Divine Serum on his skin, and it heals it. It speeds up the repair on his skin as well, so it also aids in skin repair. It's an anti-inflammatory, so it's really good for diaper rash. Baby skin is very delicate, and you have to be, you know, careful about the things that you may put on it. But the Divine Serum is definitely baby safe. Very good for diaper rash. If you have dry and flaky scalp, this is a all total body skin conditioner. You can put it in your scalp. It also helps to maintain the hair. It makes it supple.
Okay.
It makes it soft.
Okay.
Yeah, it just helps with a variety of different skin disorders and the scalp disorders.
Okay, so like you said, again, you can use it on your scalp, so you can wash your hair and leave it in as a conditioner, or can you just basically, like, just grease it like an everyday greaser?
What I would recommend is that you oil your scalp with the serum once it's still wet. Take the serum through the hair while it's wet and oil the scalp with the serum. And then as you blow dry the hair, it's going to give you a natural oil.
Okay.
That's going to coat the hair and make it well-conditioned.
Okay. So tell the listeners, where can they find your products? Is it in the stores? Can you provide us a website where the listeners can actually order and buy your products?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, the Divine Serum is not sold in stores. It is actually found online at our website. The website is www.GracieEgami, GracieEgami.com. That's www.GracieEgami.com. You can actually place your order online, or you can call your order in. We also have a toll-free number, and that number is 1-888-378-3315, and you can also place your order there.
Okay. And you let the listeners know that you did create and design your own product, correct?
Yes, actually, the Divine Serum was formulated and invented by myself because my daughter suffered with an extreme case of eczema disorder, and she had several different topical creams and steroids that we had to apply to her skin, and she was also on some oral steroids and oral anti-inflammatories.
So that motivated you to actually get the, you know, to create the serum?
It was a big factor in creating the serum.
Okay.
Along with my daughter, we had to wake up in the middle of the night to give her baths.
Wow.
In order to soothe her skin from itching. She was scratching until, you know, it was beginning to bleed. And so we would have to bathe her at night, in the middle of the night. You know, to keep her skin moisturized and try to keep it conditioned with the things that the doctors had gave us. So it was a lot of maintenance, a lot of sacrifice, My daughter was allergic to a lot of different foods and different things, so she always had some type of skin breakout.
Okay.
And so from all of her suffering, the Divine Serum was created.
That is awesome. That's an awesome story. Well, also, what I wanted to ask you is, tell the listeners, or tell the women who are trying to actually design products or start a business or just actually get their dreams into a reality, what word of advice would you give someone that, you know, that really wants to get their products or just actually get their businesses off the ground? What advice would you give them?
Oh, the advice that I would give to another woman or man that is trying to pursue their goals or dreams is that to not give up. I mean, that's the key core to success, because success is only won, and it's won by hard work and consistency. I mean, I was, as a testimony, I was pregnant, like 7 months pregnant, and I was still out there selling my products, you know, packing heavy bags. Why? Because I couldn't give up. You know, you can't stop,
right,
no matter how hard it gets.
Right.
Now, if you don't give up, then if you give up, then you quit. If you quit, then you lose. If you lose, then you'll never win success. You'll never win those goals. You'll never win those dreams. So my word would be to continue on and don't give up.
Right. Well, Gracie, I am glad you called. I'm glad you gave out some informative information about your products. Again, listeners, the product is called Divine Serum. You can place your orders at 1-888-378-3315, or please visit her website at www.gracieegami, that's GRAYCEGAMI.com. Please, please, please support our people. We have to get her products out there. It looks very awesome. Again, Gracie, thank you for calling in this morning, sharing your story, and I wish you the best of success.
Thank you so much, Ms. Sydney. It was great being here. Thank you all listening.
Again, I want to thank my guest, Gracie with Divine Serum, for calling in, sharing her information with you guys. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to discuss current events. We're going to talk about business ideas and how an event planning is done. So I'll take a quick break, and I'll be right back.
Call in and weigh in on who's going to win the Super Bowl this weekend. Is it going to be San Francisco 49ers, or is it going to be the Baltimore Ravens? Call me at 347-215-6288, or email me if you cannot call in due to your work issues. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And during the show, I will just go back and forth and answer the calls for the Super Bowl question. Okay, again, guys, I am ready to start the show. I'm going to discuss about event planning. So remember, with any business ideas, think about what do you want to do when you start this particular business. Will you give 100% to your business? Okay, guys, I got one caller. Hold on. Let's see. Good morning. You're on Open Talk 2. Are you calling about the Super Bowl challenge?
Yes, I am.
Who do you think is going to win, Baltimore Ravens or the 49ers?
The Ravens, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, I got a Baltimore Ravens, one down. Okay, so are you with the businesses, are your business ideas, are they similar in the area? Think about those type of questions when you are brainstorming your ideas or you're planning your projections with your business. And as always, first thing to consider when you're doing your event planning, you have to get your business name. What is your business name? Got another caller, guys. Hold on. Hi, you're on the air with Open Talk 2. Are you calling about the Super Bowl challenge?
Yes.
Who do you think going to win?
I would love the Baltimore Ravens to win. Go Ray Lewis.
All right, Ravens. Thank you, caller, for calling.
Thank you.
All right, I got another Baltimore Ravens. 49ers, where you at? Okay, with your business name, again, create the business name. Make it unique. Make it cute. Make it, you know, something that's going to stand out in the community. Get your EIN number as well. And also, get a bank account, because with a bank account, when people are doing business, they don't want to pay you cash. They want to actually be able to be able to write a check with your business name so you can deposit in your account. So, again, the business name, your EIN number, you get that from the IRS, and get you a bank account, get that established. Then once you do that, kind of create your website so your clients can see what services that you offer and along with your prices. Then kind of get you some flyers and some business cards, and then attend a lot of networking seminars. And I will give you out some seminars that's going to be actually in a few weeks, so that will be helpful. Attend some different parties or some type of club events where you can build a relationship with these club owners to do certain venues, because, again, people with event planning, people do not have time to actually get their businesses out there. Hold on, guys. Got another caller.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on Open Talk, too. Are you calling about the Super Bowl challenge?
Yes, I am.
Who do you think is going to win, the 49ers or the Ravens?
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
All right. We got another Ravens. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. You're on the Open Talk Blog Talk Radio. You calling about the Super Bowl challenge?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Who do you think is going to win, the 49ers or the Ravens?
I think the Ravens are going to win. I believe the defense is going to pull them out of this game all the way.
All right, go ahead, Ravens. Thank you, sir, for calling.
No problem.
All right, y'all, we got 4-1. I just got an email. I got another Ravens. This one is from Sherry Booker. We got another Ravens, guys. All right, sorry, I'm trying to juggle everything for you guys. So, again, networking, seminars, establish some type of relationship with your club owners and stuff like that. And then that'll also help you get some type of decorating ideas. Then create you a Twitter page, Facebook page. Remember, these are free media sites that you can actually are free that you can advertise with, because I have a couple of Twitter pages, I have a Facebook page, and I'm always getting information out there. I tweet it all the time, so that kind of helps out a whole lot. But again, with being a party planner, people want to get people to actually plan their parties and their occasions and their, you know, if it's an event coordination type of thing. Got another caller, guys. Hold on. You're on Open Talk, too, sir. Are you calling about the Super Bowl challenge?
Yeah, I'm calling about the 49ers going all over the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. We got a 49ers in the place. Okay. Thank you, sir, for calling.
All right.
Okay, y'all, we got 5 Baltimore Ravens and 1 49ers. Okay, so again, with your event planning, you find somebody to cater. Are you going to do your own catering service, or are you going to actually rent out that type of venue as well? So think about that as well. So that's additional budget funding that you can also be accommodated with. So another thing that I would also do, I'm going to give you some resources that will kind of help you out. Look up mypartyplanner.com. They will also, oh, I got another call. Guys, hold on. You're on Blog Talk Radio at Open Talk 2. Are you calling about the Super Bowl challenge?
No, ma'am. I was just calling to hear the show from my phone.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Sorry. Well, that was a mess. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, anyway, so look up one website. This is another resource, www.myparterplanner.com. Then another one is thepartygoddess.com. Look at their website. Look at how they design their price schedules, their services they're going to offer, their type of events. That will help you out a lot. That's why I say always network with different people so you can actually get your type of business out there the way you want. And another thing that I would also do before launching the business, think about getting, it's called CSEP certification, that's Certified Specialist Event for Professionals. That's a good thing where you can learn more detailed information. That's why I say always research your businesses so you'll know exactly what you're doing. But, again, with a party planner, even for kids, that's awesome because, again, you have parents out there that don't have the time to plan parties, get these special venues together, get balloons, get cakes, order stuff. But this is an actually good business that I would actually do. So, and then I also, guys, I read a book called Laptop Millionaire, and it talks about anyone can escape a 9-to-5 job, and it gives you a lot of online must-have businesses to do with little money or no money down. So some home-based business that it talked about was, you know, how to make money is do YouTube. You can create things and do it on YouTube. Or Facebook, like I said, again, that's a free media, but then you can also do business out of there. Twitter, you have online advertised companies. You can do webinars. You can do web book sales. Remember I told you a few weeks ago I used to do Amazon.com where I got a lot of old college books, and I created an account with Amazon, and they actually paid me for those books, and I made about $300 to $500 for those books. So if you have old books sitting around, that's no money at all. All you're doing is setting up an account with Amazon, and you're uploading the books. They're providing the website. You don't have to do anything else but just ship off the books. Or you can do consulting. Again, it falls hand-in-hand with the party planning event. Again, with planning weddings or anniversaries or reunions, retirement, different things like that. I have another caller, guys. Hold on. Good morning. You're on Open Talk 2. Are you calling about the Super Bowl challenge? Hello? You're on the air with Open Talk 2. Are you calling in to weigh in, or are you calling about the Super Bowl challenge? Okay. I guess they're just listening. Okay, again, with the weddings. And then another thing that I would do is I would partner up with different churches because with churches, they have a lot of anniversaries for the pastor. They have people get married. And, again, pass your cards around. That's why I say it's all about networking with each other. It's always who you know. So, again, I gave a few ideas out on another one is a personal trainer. So if you like personal training, then you can also maybe create some type of website with a weight loss program, and then you get your subscribers to actually sign up, and you can get paid from that way as well. So that's another good idea that I would do. So hopefully those few little ideas helped out. And if you did not get all the information as far as the party planning event person or planner for kids or for yourself, email me again, and I will send in some detailed information out. Again, I'll just go over it again, get your name, get your EIN number, try to establish some type of checking account. So, again, when your customers are paying you, they can pay you with a check, and you can deposit in your account because, again, people don't like to deal with cash because they want to have track record of what they paid you, and also you can use that as a tax write-off. So, again, think about corporate focus and how it involves larger events. So think high, think bigger. and network with people so you can get that information out. Again, I want to thank you for listening to the show. I want to thank my guest today, Gracie. Please check her website out with Divine Serum. I'll give that out again. Gracie Igami called in. She gave some informative information about her product. So hope the information I gave you was a little help in some way. And also want to thank my sponsors as always, but I have some current events I want to throw out to you guys. February the 4th at 7 p.m., Wellness Revolution Business Networking. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn in the Galleria. Oh, God's got another caller. Hold on 1 second. Hi, are you calling about the Super Bowl challenge? Who you think is going to win, the 49ers or the Baltimore Ravens?
Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens. Well, thank you, sir, for calling.
Okay.
Okay, another current event is February the 9th, which is my event. It's going to be the Dress for Success. We're going to kick it off on February the 9th from 12:30 to 2:30. It's going to be with myself and Miss Michelle Kemp Jordan. It's going to be at Cypresswood Library from 12:30 to 4:30. Please email us to RSVP at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, please, please, please email me so I can reserve you a spot on the panel. So February the 12th at 6 p.m., National Networking Monthly Mixer. This is a little far, but it still is free, and it's Sam's Boat, Seaboat in Seabrook. And, again, that's National Networking Monthly Mixer. It's going to be at Sam's Seaboat, and it's in Seabrook. Then Entrepreneur Workshop. It's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that's going to be at 1141 Katy Freeway. Again, that's the Entrepreneur Workshop. So you're trying to get your business off the ground. Again, this is things like that with Score Houston. You need to go to get that information out there because there's free resources out there for you. Then I have another one. It's going to be Roar Women Leadership Summit. This is sponsored by Houston Community College, and this is going to be May 23rd. Even though it's a little far out, but pencil it in your calendar. It's free, and it's from 9 to 3. And always, if you're not certain, always check the Small Business Administration for additional information or ideas, things like that, too, if you're just uncertain or not know. Those are a few current events I gave you guys out. I have one email that I do want to share before I thank my sponsors. This email comes from Shelley Dickinson. She wanted me to know that she has been an active listener, and she decided to start a bed and breakfast, and she will keep me updated. And she also wanted me to know that she went to Score Houston. They gave her a lot of information, and they gave her the startup kit, and it was very helpful. Thank you, Shelley, for emailing me. I'm glad I touched you in some type of way. Again, keep me updated on your business. Let me know how everything got started. So I'm glad I was a little inspiration to her. So I want to take the time to thank my sponsors. Still, guys, you can still call. I have a few minutes if you want to call and weigh in on the Super Bowl challenge. Is the San Francisco 49ers are going to win or the Baltimore Ravens? So you still got a few minutes to call. Then my sponsors are Houston Power Women Football. You can check their website out at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com, or you can email them at www.HoustonPower@gmail.com. I have Picture It Photography. You can email him at PictureItPhotography@yahoo.com. And that's Picture It, like I'm saying it, Picture It, PictureIt, photography@yahoo.com. I have J&S Power Washing Services. He power washes your cars, your home. He comes to you. He's mobile. The number is 832-602-1706. I have Professional Tax Solution. Call Nikki at 281-657-5489. I have NEI, Northwest Educational Institute. That's a high school program. If you know anyone that needs a high school program, this company is accredited. Their number is 877-723-4137. And I also have Hair by Carl. His number is 832-209-4985. If you call to make an appointment, make sure you let them know that you heard this information on the show so you can get $10 off. He does nice short styles, but his specialty is actually weaving or sewing. Guys, advertise with me here at Open Talk 2. Follow me at Twitter, Open Talk 2 at Twitter. Like me at Facebook. Go to www.opentalk2.com to register for our newsletter that's going to be starting in March. So you can go there, or you can just email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I will be back next week, February the 6th at 10 a.m., and we're going to be discussing a little more information about business opportunities. And then I will also be having on the show a person that she classifies herself as the hair weaving master. So she's going to give some insight about the different hair that you can use for your hair and how you can weave it in, how to sew it in. Then I also have a person that he's a hair selling wholesaler. So he's going to also call in and give some information about his products and his hair and the quality of hair and where can you find his hair and et cetera and so on. So, guys, have a good week. Be safe. Have a good weekend. I'm going to tally up the votes. I had two more emails during this conversation. I've got the tally is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Baltimore Ravens, and I got 4, 49ers. So looks like the Ravens is going to take it home, and my vote counts, and that's what I said. Baltimore Ravens, take it home. Ray Lewis has to get this championship. Thank you guys for calling in, Wayne, on the Super Bowl Challenge. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Gracie Odami, for your information today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Had a little fun today, so I kind of wanted to keep this show just fun and enjoyable for you guys. So if you have any ideas on different shows or segments that you want me to do, please, again, email me, opentalk2@yahoo.com. Thank you again for emailing and calling. Have a good day. I'll see you next Wednesday.